Okay, I will now call this meeting to order, and it's taking place at C.S. Lewis Academy. And the address is, give me one sec, I can't remember it.
364 North.
364 North.
State Road 198.
State Road 198, Santa Quinn, Utah, 846.
55.
Okay, and the time is 5:07 p.m. And we have a full quorum to conduct business. Let's see. Okay. So should we...
Roll call. We have to do a roll call.
Oh, yeah. The roll call. So Evelyn Becerra virtually.
Kimberly Muehlstein virtually.
Brigham Peasley virtual.
Gabriella Vasquez virtual.
Bridget Williams, I am here on location at C.S. Lewis Academy.
Nate Adams, virtual.
Okay. We begin with approving minutes from, I think it was June 18th, and let's see. Sorry, I had it open and then it closed on me. Okay, download. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm... Okay, so the minutes from August, so June 18th and August 20th. Does anybody make a motion to...
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last board meeting. This is Kimberly.
Okay. Anyone want a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, we pass. Will you approve the minutes for... Okay, and then let's move on to the executive director's report.
Okay, so we are having APTT, with our parent-teacher conferences, tonight and tomorrow night from 6 until 7:30. We are also going to be having our Title I parent meeting tonight as well. We are having our, we had picture day today. We have our fall carnival is going to be on October 24th. So we're starting to plan that. Our current enrollment is 223 students, so slightly under the 230 that we were hoping for. We do have two new students starting on October 6th, which unfortunately is after our October 1st count, but we will get them for the December 1st count. We have tons of fun field trips planned with our with quite a few of our grades. I think we have four field trips planned for October. We also have fall break coming up the 16th of October through the 20th. So we have that going on too. And, you know, we're just getting in the swing of things with, you know, finishing beginning of year testing and really getting in a groove with our progress monitoring and meeting as a faculty. So that's kind of where we are right now. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Nope, that sounds great to me.
Okay.
That was muted. That sounds good to me too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, we'll move to the committee reports. I guess we'll start with the finance committee, Nate.
All right. So I was able to send out the budget, and hopefully you all able to see that. I will also try to pull it up here. I don't think it's gonna start. Let's see.
Oh, oh no, he left the meeting.
Oh no.
He'll come back, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you.
I think I kicked myself out.
Yeah. We're like, he'll be back.
All right. I think I've got it now. Let's... Let me enlarge this. Can everyone see that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So... this is through the end of August. I'm going to have updated financials for you all here in the next week. I think the big thing obviously coming up is just our October 1st count. So this budget will likely look a little bit different than next month's, just because what we'll do is take a look at all of the enrollment and grade levels and kind of estimate a new state revenue that's coming up for the year. That will kind of get us through till the end of November until the state releases their true up numbers. One thing that I'm looking at in this is for the time being is our interest on investments. This is one that I like to keep an eye on and make sure that the interest rates for our interest bearing account are doing well. This one is right about on target for what we were kind of expecting, being about 16% of the way through the year. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. So that's our PTIF account. We've got a decent amount of money in there that just kind of sits there and we don't use it. We just let it build interest throughout the year. So we're hoping that alone brings in about $86,000 this year. Which I would anticipate that it will be above that 80,000 unless something crazy happens and the interest rates take a dive. But it's been holding pretty steady for a while now. So that's one thing that, you know, we get to be a part of. That's the Public Treasures Investment Fund. And so that's a good free pot of money that we get every year that we invest in that. So that's been going on for several years now. It just kind of sits there and many may not know that it exists, but that's one thing that the board decided to invest their money into a little while back. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. We also received school and trust money, our educator professional time money, which is line 32-56-51 right here.
Okay.
And then our school and trust money is right here. So those usually come within the first couple months of the school year. Those are upfront pots of money. Most of the other ones come in 1/12 increments through our allotment memos. As far as expenses go, we're actually ahead of schedule on our salaries, meaning that we just haven't spent as much as we thought we would. That's kind of to be expected because we had a month where obviously July where we didn't have any of our hourly employees and then half of the month of August where we didn't either. So that will catch up with itself. So really we're right on track with what we're looking at. One thing I also like to take a look at as we're beginning the school year is our insurance line. This is on track for now. It's actually ahead of schedule, which is good because we do have renewals coming up in January. I was able to hop on a call with our insurance brokers. We're with the same insurance brokers, but there was a couple of added team members from the broker group that introduced themselves and kind of gave me a lowdown on how they're going to be shopping the market and making sure that C.S. Lewis receives the best rates possible. So when we put this budget together, we kind of went off of assumptions and kind of guessed what the average, you know, increase would be to our benefits. So that we did build that in, but there's a few different factors that go into that participation and then renewal rates. So as that gets closer and they shop around, we'll keep a close eye on that and adjust that line if need be. But early on, it's good that we're ahead of schedule on that. That means we got a little bit of wiggle room and we can kind of absorb those increases.
Okay.
Professional and technical services, we're doing really well on our purchase property services. This 400 section. We're doing good on in the 500s here. I actually increased our liability, property, and D&O insurance. We received the bills, and that particular group of expenses did go up by $1,400. So I just increased that, but those payments should be done. We usually pay for those right up front. And so obviously we do expect increases year to year. Those ones are a little bit harder to determine what they'll be, just because we go through risk management and they've got a pool of participants throughout the state of Utah. So not a huge increase, but just wanted to make sure that was in there for us. Our classroom supplies is looking really good. The only one that's over right now is our textbooks and curriculum here. Not over budget, just over the trend. So we're at 64% instead of 16. But that, again, is to be expected as we start the year and get everyone up and running with everything that they need. So don't need to hit the panic button there. That's normal. And we'll just keep an eye on, make sure that we have all the curriculum we need for under that budgeted amount. So already started pulling in some of our technology hardware here. You can see we spent a few thousand dollars at that line item. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, I mean, we're right on track with where we have been. The past month, I think last month, we talked about just being just barely under break even. Bridget and I actually met about that, and you know, we've kind of kept it at the front of our mind to have a plan B just in case. But you know, marketing is going good. We're really trying to get some additional kids in, but we are aware of that, and our goal is obviously to be above break even. So here in the next week, I think we're really going to be honing in on that October 1st count and then adjusting the budget where we need to in order to get to that point. So although we're in the negative right now, we are aware of that, and have active conversations coming up to make that right. So any questions as far as the budget or October 1st or how we're proceeding throughout the rest of this year?
I don't at this time. You know, you explained it very well and easy. You make it easy to understand.
Okay. If anyone ever does have any questions, feel free to reach out. I know there's a lot of information in this budget, but if you have time to look it over and come up with stuff, just let me know. I'm happy to answer those for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Right, let's move to the next line item. Oh, sorry. Okay, we have, do we have anything for the academic committee, Bridget?
Academics? I mean, I do have, like, some, like, just beginning of year data, but I know that everybody's time is kind of limited and we need to get things voted on.
Okay.
So I propose like bypassing that and let's get through like the things that we need to get voted on. Just because I also have APTT here coming up very shortly that I have to present at. So
okay. Let's do this then.
Okay.
All right. So the first line is to vote for the LEA specific license for a teacher.
Yes. So Hema Albor is finishing up her program and has put in her application through the state, and the state has approved that, but we need board approval on that as well.
Okay. What is that?
LEA specific license. Whose question was that? Sorry.
Kimberly.
Sorry. Okay. An LEA specific license is a specific license that a teacher can get that is in a program working towards full licensure. So this teacher in first grade is finishing up her program to become a fully licensed teacher. But in order for her to be able to teach at the school, the board needs to approve and the state needs to approve that that teacher can be offered that specific license.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, does anyone make a motion to...
I make a motion to approve the LEA licensure.
Okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, perfect. The motion passes. Okay, and then the next one is to vote on the TSSA plan.
Yeah, so that is the Teacher Student Success Act. It's something that we get every year. I worked with Nate based on areas and line items that we might be deficient in for this next year to make sure that we can really hone in and help that bottom line out this year. So the Teacher Student Success goal that we have is that, you know, at C.S. Lewis Academy, we're committed to the success and the growth of all of our students. In the 2025-2026 school year, we are focused on improving the growth of our core reading and math skills for all students. We commit to a 2% increase in the average scores for our intended assessments in K through 6. The assessments that we use are IXL for math, Waterford for our K-2, for math and for reading, Acadience reading and math K through 6, and Core Phonics that we do K-3, but we also support 4-6 for those students that still need that extra Core Phonics support. To achieve this goal, we will implement teaching strategies using current best practice with Fidelity in our classrooms. So that's things like using our UFLY phonics program, teaching our state standards, and making sure that we are providing that extra support and strategies for those students that have deficits in certain areas. We offer WIN reading and math after school, like homework clubs or, you know, tutoring to focus on needed academic skills. We collaborate among grade levels at our CTT and school-wide CTTs that we also invite our support staff to attend so they can get additional training and work hand-in-hand with teachers to ensure that our students are making the most growth and having the most success in our WIN time, which is our Title I time. And then we are prioritizing data-driven instruction to add support for Tier 2 instruction, specifically on standards that students didn't master the previous year in both math and reading. Does anybody have questions on the goal and how we are focusing on achieving that goal?
I don't.
No. Okay. So the next thing the state has us do is break down how we are going to spend the funds. So the max amount that we can do for increasing teacher pay, existing teacher pay, is 40%. So I, and we've done that every year and we'll continue doing that. So 40%, which is $31,151.60, will go towards funding and increasing teacher pay. A max total of 5%, which we do every year, which is $3,893.95, is allocated on personal retention, not including uniform salary increases. And so that's personal retention for schools that, you know, salaries for teachers are lower than other schools in the area. So that helps bump that up as well. 20%, which is $15,575, will go towards personal stipends for taking on additional responsibilities outside of the typical work assignment for our teachers, because our stipend line item tends to be on the heavier side because we do have extra responsibilities being a small charter school. And so, you know, incentivizing that and helping teachers out a little bit financially that are doing the extra work goes a long way as well. And then 35%, which is $27,257, will be used to pay teachers and or staff to provide tutoring / summer school services to students that need additional support to make academic progress. This funding will also provide teachers and staff with stipends for performing duties outside of their normal teacher duties. And that's how the breakdown is that I'm proposing that we go with. Any questions on that?
No, I don't have any questions. Okay. Anyone else? No? Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion? What is this entitled again?
Teacher Student Success Act. It's the TSSA.
TSSA?
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to approve the TSSA as it's been proposed. Okay, anyone want to? Okay, perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Right, let's move on to the last one, which is to vote on the time and effort policy and policy and procedures.
I think that's Nate.
Nate.
Yeah, so we've met with the state on this. We have one of my colleagues actually spent a few months with a kind of a subcommittee of the state, some from Title I, some from special education, and just helping to revamp some of the policies and procedures in order to get through the monitoring visits, I guess, when they come through. We just want to make sure that, you know, the policies are up to what the state requires us to have. So this policy and procedure in front of you just outlines the details associated with that. We take care of all the time and effort policies, and or not policies, but the actual time and effort forms, and send them over to Bridget, and she signs those. So this is just to make sure that we have an outlined method in place in order to get those done.
Okay. All right. So, and should we make, so we, do we wait till until we receive that, or can we go ahead and vote on it today?
He sent those over.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Sorry. We did probably see it. Let me see. So time and effort right here. I have it right here. Sorry. Okay.
Just a one page, right?
Yeah, here I can.
There's one for the policy and then one for the procedure, I think.
I've got the.
Can you, Bridget, if you have it, because for some reason it's not pulling up. When I'm
yeah, give me 2 seconds and I'm going to share my screen.
Don't kick yourself out of the meeting like some of us others did.
Okay, so here's the time effort policy.
Okay.
Can everybody see that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have any other questions about it.
Everything looks good to me. I don't either. Okay. So, who wants to pass a motion? Make a motion.
I make a motion to approve the time and effort policy and procedures as presented.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the motion passes. All right, and I think we can move the, like going over the interview stuff to the next meeting, just because I know we're all on a time crunch.
Do you guys need any help with that? Do you need me to help call parents while I'm here during the day? If you guys get with me, or if you guys can get with each other to figure out what day would work for an interview, I'm happy to call and set that up.
That's kind of what I wanted to do today, just kind of go over what days and times. But I guess we can also just, I'll message you guys. And we can discuss like what date and times work best for you, and then I can message Bridget to help us set up something.
Yeah, because I have all the names and numbers. I'm happy to help you guys with that.
Yes,
while I'm
please.
Here at school during the day. So
yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so all right, let me just, so we can adjourn, right? Or do we have to make a motion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who wants to make a motion?
To adjourn?
Yes.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 5:31 p.m.